Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, November 1st. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, His Honor, Commerce Mayor, Dr. John Bellotti. Birthday is singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett from Spring, Texas. 56 today. On this day in history, in 1765, the British Parliament enacts the Stamp Act, a tax designed to provide revenue for British military operations in America. It didn't go over so well with the colonists.
It is called the Stamp Act because taxed items will have to carry a stamp paid for by the user. When it arrives, the news creates a firestorm up and down the continent. For the colonial elite, the men who run the local legislatures, the Stamp Act is an outrage.
On this day in 1800, the White House is occupied for the first time as President John Adams and First Lady Abigail Adams move into what was then called the President's House, very late in Adams' term.
Adams, the first president to live in the White House, left after about 3 months, but not before writing these famous words about the building.
May none but honest and wise men ever rule under this roof.
Whatever else may have been said about him, the words honest and wise certainly did apply to John Adams.
On November 1st, 1950, an assassination attempt against President Harry Truman.
Outside Blair House, the president's temporary Washington home, extreme fanatics of the Puerto Rican Nationalist Party try to force their way in, guns blazing, to assassinate the president of the United States. When the three-minute shooting is over, assassin Griselio Torresola lies dead on the Blair House lawn, and White House policeman Leslie Kofelt is dying a few feet away. Assassin Oscar Collazo and two other guards are wounded as the plot is foiled.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1969, Elvis completes a remarkable comeback from a long slump with Suspicious Minds.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So with a friend I know.
On the KETR events calendar, the Student Veterans Association at A&M Commerce is hosting a fall craft festival outside the Ag IT building today from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come out and get started on holiday shopping, or just check out what people have to offer. Lots of food will be available and lots of handmade craft items will be for sale. For more information, see events at KETR.org. The Student Veterans Association Fall Craft Festival today from noon to 6 outside the Ag IT building. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm great. We've got a lot to talk about here in a very short time. First of all, I want you to update us on something we talked about before, Mayor, and that is the Tipitinas project that would go into the old A.L. Day Elementary School on the east side of town.
And that's kind of the completion of a project that's been going on for a couple of years, and it involves a contractor and the State Attorney General's Office and Commerce, because it's where the problem took place. All the paperwork has been signed, and the construction, reconstruction, remodel of the A.L. Day School should be starting probably as we're speaking, and we'll turn that into a music facility.
Explain that a little bit. I was reading about Tipitinas after we talked the last time. This is a nonprofit organization. It's not a commercial enterprise. But explain how it would work, and musicians will come in, and it'll be a rehearsal area and a performance area. Very unusual and interesting organization.
Pretty much the way it, you're right. And what originator of the idea wanted to do was to provide an area for band people that have music backgrounds, to store their instruments. So oftentimes, and if I know you were in the music business and recall that when bands were starting, they couldn't find a place to practice. You know, somebody's garage, and then they get kicked out and move to somebody else's garage or something like that. Tipitina's provides rooms for bands to store their instruments, and then as they want to come and practice, there's practice facilities there for them to practice, so they don't have to lug their equipment all over town.
Mm-hmm. And also some facility for performance.
There will be recording and performance facilities there as well.
So this should be something that would attract musicians from all over Northeast Texas.
Yes, that's the idea.
This is a really interesting project, and so construction should begin very soon on remodeling that project, which in and of itself is tremendous for that side of town, because that old building has sat there vacant and
full of asbestos
and decrepit for a long time.
That's correct.
That's very exciting. All right, we again, short time to cover a lot of ground here, and you're telling me that our new Hibbett's store, Sporting Goods store, and the Dollar General store are just about ready to open.
We received word just a few days ago that Hibbett's was planning to open on the 2nd of November, and that the Dollar General store would be shortly thereafter, following up some construction delays for Dollar General. So mm-hmm. the two new facilities should be on and online and open within 2 weeks.
And if you don't have a calendar in front of you, November 2nd would be Saturday.
Right.
And that is very exciting. And Dollar General and Hibbett's are both moving into the building that was once occupied by Winn-Dixie and has been vacant for a long time. I guess the Children's Museum was
there for a while, yes.
At one time as well.
And there will be a third business there as soon as that is contracted.
And what will that be?
We're not sure. That's up to Hibbett's.
Well, something else I know that a lot of people are excited about already is that we've seen that ramp repair going up into that shopping area where Brahms is. That's been a sore spot and a kind of a sore thumb for people in Commerce for a long time.
And that whole area will be recovered. But the problem with the ramp was there was underwater seepage. And once they had fixed it, the land underneath it would cave in. And so all the pavement would cave in with it. So what they needed to do was find a way to redirect the water that ran under that driveway. And I think hopefully they found the solution now.
And you were saying the Hibbett's will open first and then Dollar General.
Yes.
And Dollar General maybe a few days then after
yes.
after Hibbett's. Also, now Sherry Johnson is the city's tourism and events coordinator, and you've been telling me that she's been quite busy lately and has a lot going on.
Part of what the idea with this position was to try to put somebody in a position to help bring people into the town. We knew we were working on our retirement designation, and we got that. And so part of the tourism and events person is to plan events for people to come to Commerce and also to leave Commerce. Recently, she had a bus trip for retired people to go to the state fair, and it was full. So she had an excellent first attempt, was a success. What I wanted to talk with you a little bit about today was the committee that called her, different members of our community called her to ask if she was going to have a committee, a tourism and events committee, and she did. And Wyman Williams, Jack Gray, Carolyn Trezevant, Jim Bob Latham, and Sue Davis all volunteered to be on this committee.
It's kind of an all-star lineup, isn't it?
Eclectic group, yes it is.
An eclectic group, but also, a really prominent group of Commerce folks that have been around for a long time and very capable people. And they're each going to have a project that they're going to be working on. I tell you what I want to do, John. I want to get you to come back very, very soon, and
sure.
we'll continue this discussion. How about that?
Glad to.
Let's do that. We're going to talk about some of the things going on then with the Tourism and Events Committee and some of those people that are involved with that and doing some exciting things. So, Dr. John Bilotti, Mayor of Commerce, thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you, John.
All right. And you're starting your day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.